And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 24th of September, 2016. It's the birthday of F. Scott Fitzgerald, born St. Paul, 1896. Grew up, as he said, a poor boy in a rich town. Went to Princeton, his tuition paid by an aunt. He tried out for the football team, was cut from the squad, fell in love with a beautiful young wealthy woman who would go on to marry a wealthy businessman. He was expelled from Princeton. He entered the army, went to officers' training camp in Alabama. The war ended before he could make it to Europe. His new girlfriend, Zelda Sayre, called off the engagement because he had no money. So he failed at his dream of being a football star and a war hero and the guy who gets the girl. But he came back home and he revised an old manuscript and wrote his book, This Side of Paradise, and Zelda married him. And they became the quintessential New York couple, Scott and Zelda, the epitome of the jazz age, a term that Fitzgerald himself coined. They died young. She was in a mental hospital. He was in debt in Hollywood. But his two greatest regrets still were having failed to serve overseas and play football for Princeton. F. Scott Fitzgerald, whose daughter said about her parents, "People who live entirely by the fertility of their imagination are fascinating, brilliant, and often charming, but they should be sat next to at dinner parties, not lived with." Here's a poem for today by Connie Wanick entitled The Accordion for Hannah. It was the one tangible you brought home from the city, an armful of instrument, bellows and keys and buttons, and a smell of antique lubrication, and a sound that poured undiminished through solid walls. You sat in your chair with its straps around your shoulders, teaching yourself to play, determined to do different things differently in the tradition of your people, mixed breeds from a dozen lands. You sat as at a dance with your partner on your lap, but it was also a baby you were coaxing to speak. I carried you that same way. Long ago, your infant head under my chin, your chest against my chest, my arms around you, my little marsupial. I have photos of us like that, mother and child, and more. I can feel it physically. My arms still ache. It's like phantom pain after an amputation, phantoms being real. You left it here with us, the accordion, debating whether to sell it or to indulge yourself by retaining such a large artifact, as it troubled no one tucked back in your closet in its battered leather-covered case, though neither was it useful, except it came to us at such a time. You sat alone with it for hours before your open curtains, the music book awash in winter light, hesitations, repetitions, small masteries, and beyond you, snow passed through the sieve of the pine boughs with the delicacy of grace notes. The Accordion, a poem by Connie Wanick from On Speaking Terms, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.